Now, the rest of the story. What an Olympic summer it was. But do you know that 84 summers ago, in 1924, Eric Liddell was on his way to the Olympic Games, and he had been called Scotland's greatest athlete, although it was one track event in particular that had made him famous, the 100-meter dash. Oh, he was pretty good in the other events, just not distinguished, and certainly not likely to win an Olympic medal in one of them. Most athletes train that way, of course, putting much effort into what they do best. Anyway, the athletic self-discipline that Eric demonstrated came rather naturally to him. First of all, he was a religious young man, a divinity student back in Glasgow. Eric had made up his mind long ago that he would become a missionary. Should he win the 100 meters in the Olympics, it would be to the glory of God and country, but in that order. Now, the Olympics were to be held in Paris that year, and how excited Eric became as he traveled to the French capital. He'd be sure to find some place to run every day and keep training for his big event. Every day but Sunday, of course. You see, Eric never trained on Sunday, would never dream of training or competing during that one day which God had set aside for rest. And Sunday was Eric's Sabbath. But uh-oh, the 100-meter dash. Eric's event had been scheduled for July 6th. And July 6th was a Sunday. Surely there was some mistake, at least an impossible irony, that the one event Eric had a chance of winning should run on the one day that he could not participate. Eric rechecked the schedule, 100 meters, Sunday, July 6th. No, it was correct. Maybe the Olympic Committee would agree to rearrange the schedule. Eric inquired, begged, really. But no, the committee would not. It would be unfair to the other athletes, he was told, to alter the Olympic program for the sake of one athlete. So Eric Liddell was faced with the most profound decision of his young life. Run the 100-meter race and forsake his religious principles, or withdraw from the event and wonder from then on if he would have won. Eric thought about it and prayed about it. And finally, he decided that he would withdraw from the 100 meters. But now, what would folks say when he got back home? What did happen when he got home? Eric became a missionary, as he had always planned. No, he had not run in the 100-meter race in the 1924 Olympics. But in case you are ever thumbing through the record book, I want you to look for something that I know you will appreciate now, as you may not have before today. On July 11, 1924, that was a Friday, an underdog named E.H. Liddell spontaneously entered the 400-meter race, the 400-meter race. That's right, it was Eric, and of course he had little hope of winning that race, but not only did he win, but he set a new world record at 47.6 seconds. That Olympic gold medal, the one he'd thought he had cast aside, returned to Eric. Like bread upon the waters, you could say. Only now you know the rest of the story.